Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Joe right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, I appreciate the time you're spending with me, right? Whether it's on the air, on the stream, whatever it is, you can pick up all that stuff at JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. A lot happening there as well. You know, my God, you know, you keep reading this stuff. You keep working on this stuff. You know, I told you about the Arizona landowner last night. The rancher. He's been held on $1 million bond for the murder of a migrant shot on his property. Now, you know, the thing that they don't tell you, it's interesting, they'll never tell you, well, this guy, the illegal alien, that was a Mexican national. Now, what was really funny, they didn't say he had crossed over illegally. They didn't say he was here illegally. They said he shot a Mexican national on his property. That doesn't sound so bad, right? So the GoFundMe has removed all campaigns set up to help an Arizona rancher held on $1 million bail following the elderly man's arrest for the murder of the migrant. Now, think about that. So they won't allow. Now, they'll allow all these other people to do it. As long as you're breaking the law, they're good with it. Well, breaking the law their way. So GoFundMe removed multiple fundraisers set up to help 73-year-old George. He's worried about his wife, by the way. She's home alone. She's in that house by herself. Right? The terms of service for GoFundMe explicitly prohibit campaigns that raise money to cover the legal defense of anyone formally charged with alleged violent crime. Right. So all those people who are smashing police cars, burning down buildings, you know, setting police departments ablaze, all of that was fine, right? Now, Greg Kelly from Newsmax, he was smart enough to open it up on a Christian crowdfunding platform, Give, Send, Go, which is where you guys should go. Support, even if you're not a Christian, but you're a conservative, GoFundMe is not going to help you. Neighbors around him say that they had been having difficulty keeping invaders out. They say that Mr. Kelly would have acted in good faith. The fundraising organization, Shannon Pritchard, said that it's a tragedy that the simple farmer trying to protect his land, protect his family, now finds himself defending himself from the government for something they should have done for him. They should be protecting him. They should have protected him. And holding him on $1 million bond is political. So political. Right? And again, How many of those people that were arrested during all those riots, not the peaceful ones, you know, the ones that when you saw the reporter, there was things burning in the background, those. How many of those people got a $1 million bond? There were people killed, right, in Washington State. Was it Seattle? There were people killed there. Nothing. Nobody went to jail. Nothing. So, yeah, it's a 2- and 3-tiered system. GiveSendGo co-founder Heather Wilson wrote a piece that said this is exactly why GiveSendGo exists, to allow people to have a voice, gain support in times of need. She went on to say, at this time, we do not know any more than what is being shared on the news. But we do know that in our country, legal defense is not just for the wealthy. And by the way, what these companies have forgotten is we're innocent till proven guilty. We're not guilty till proven innocent. Just because you're charged with a violent crime doesn't mean you committed the violent crime, as we have seen over and over and over again. As you saw with O.J. Simpson. Smile, wink, wink. We understand we're not the judge or jury. We will not take down the campaigns based on our own biases, Wilson added. And we're praying for everybody involved. Now, GiveSendGo gained notoriety for allowing fundraisers to benefit Kyle Rittenhouse, as well as the Freedom Convoy of Truckers. So many others. Which is right. It's exactly the way it should be. Right? I mean, the guy was charged with first-degree murder. And shooting this guy that was on his property. You know, it happened at his cattle ranch. And I don't know, nobody really knows all the details but him. But this guy, the illegal alien that was on his property, had a history of illegal border crossing. I mean, going all the way back to 2016. Brought back, dropped off, sent back, come back, dropped off, sent, come back. I mean, just constant. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, again, nobody really knows what happened to him. I mean, I can read you what happened, but you really don't know if that's truly, totally the way it went down. So I'm just going to leave it alone. Pray for this guy. Give, send, go where you need to be. Give, send, go, and help him out. Joe Messina, your host, Pastor David Haig, joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
That persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate your time with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. So as I started with you earlier in the segment, apparently the Anglican Church, and don't say, well, that's over there, it's no big deal. No, it doesn't always stay over there. That's the problem. But the Anglican Church has decided that God is gender fluid. There's really no gender with God. You could, well, I guess like the old army saying, you can be whatever you want to be, right? You can be all you want to be. And it says, since God doesn't really have a gender, we shouldn't put so much emphasis on it. But as I always tell you guys, I am not the expert when it comes to these spiritual matters. I have to work through them just like you do. So I've asked Pastor David Haig to join me, as he does from time to time, get some guidance and input on these issues. That way I can blame it on him if we go sideways. Pastor Haig, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. I can take all the blame you give me.
Well, this is, look, you and I have had these conversations. I've had these conversations with other people, too, where, they try to quote the Bible, or they try to take it out of the Bible. They try to tell you that the Bible doesn't say anything about this. You know, I have these discussions. I won't call them arguments. You know, people say the Bible doesn't say anything about abortion, so you really can't discuss that. Bible doesn't say. They go through this list of stuff, and I just get a giggle out of it. Now, all of a sudden, when God specifically says, you know, talks about the difference between, you know, male and female and how he created male and female, and now some of these churches who are trying to back away from it are saying, no, wait a minute now, you know, God is not really male or female based. What say you?
Well, I mean, theologically, God is a spirit. God is invisible, omnipresent, eternal. He is not a man. He is not human. And yet, when he decides to create, he, the creator, who is perfect in everything he does, decides that he will create humanity as male and female. And so it doesn't really matter if someone says, oh, by the way, God isn't male or female. The fact is, two things. He made us male and female. And secondly, the order in which he made creation matters. He created man first and then woman to be a completer. So when you get to 1 Timothy and Paul is talking about order in the church, he's basically saying, you know what, men are to have the leadership and they're to do it sacrificially like Jesus leads. But there's no way that you can go into the Bible and say that God doesn't care if we mess up the distinction between male and female simply because he is theologically and eternally other than us. I mean, here's one thing, one of my pet peeves, Joe. I hear about yours all the time. Here's one I have. When people who don't believe the Bible is God's word, then they try and use it against those of us who do without actually studying it, honoring it, or appreciating it. It's like a communist coming in and trying to use the Constitution against, you know, our democratic republic without ever having really read it or understood it or practiced it. So I just get that. If they're going to use the Bible, then they have to play by the Bible's rules.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, but you get these people that come out, and again, you can't put this on a pastor, but you know, Taylor Swift came out this week and said, you know, you can't be a Christian and be against abortion. And I'm going, okay,
yeah.
My God. Well, seriously?
Yeah, but when someone says the Bible doesn't speak about abortion, no, it speaks about murder. It speaks about that each baby was carefully wound together in the womb in the Book of Psalms. That before there was anything in my mind, God already knew me and the days he had numbered for me. It says that we are to live our lives in accountability to the one who has made us. And so if you do all those things, you realize, okay, thou shalt not murder. That's in the Big Ten, quite frankly. But what they've done is they have rearranged and redefined what the fetus is. They're saying it's not a person.
Right.
So what you really have going on here is not only getting rid of God in the Bible, but you've got to get rid of humanity. It's dehumanizing to say that a beating heart, what is it? Is it a salmon? Is it a deer? Is it a gorilla? No, it's a human. So basically, all you have to do is read Romans 1, where it says that in our unrighteousness, humanity has repressed the truth of God that is revealed in creation. We see it all over.
Yeah, one of the things I talk about when people, you know, hit me up in that light too, I always say to them, look, I just, you know, the Bible says that God knew us before we were in our mom's womb. Okay,
right.
God said that he had a plan for our lives before we made it to our mom's womb, which means we had value to him, and he had a plan for us. What gives you the right to stop that plan? What makes you think you're so much smarter than God that you need to snuff that life out? Because you're not really...
You know, wait.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what I'm beginning to do when I talk to folks like this at Starbucks or wherever, and I've gotten into several conversations just in the last month about this because it's on everybody's mind, and I say, okay, let's stop the rhetoric a minute. Let's just suppose that there is an almighty, perfectly good, loving and just God. And that he has created all things, he's holding them together, and he has taken the time to make you and to have a plan for your life, and even lays it out for you that biologically, historically, theologically, sociologically, and in every practical way, people who follow the way that God wants them to live, guess what? Their lives are more elegant. Their relationships are deeper and more meaningful. Not all of them. I mean, there are sinners in the church or out of the church. But I just can't imagine that you can look at the stars, you can look at the trees, you can look at a baby and say, you know what, all of this came about through just a random assortment of chemical processes. Because if the materialistic point is true, then there's no hope. We have no hope that there's anything better than what there's already here. I mean, there's no reason for us to be here. There's no reason for life. And I'll tell you the other thing that gets me. It's that these people want me to applaud them. It's not enough for me to say, hey, I live in a pluralistic country. I understand there are faiths of many kinds and there are no faiths. You know, there are all kinds of ideologies. That's fine. America was founded and grounded on the idea that we have freedom of conscience, freedom of religious or non-religious worship. But here's the thing. Why do they care what I think? I'll tell you why.
You can tell me that after the week. Are you getting good at this? Joe Mazzini, your host, be back in a few minutes. Uncle Port. Pastor David Hague joins me right after the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Widespread flooding in the southern part of the Ukraine war zone is raising questions, particular about the future water supply for Europe's largest nuclear power plant, just miles from the front line.
We've been closely monitoring the impacts of that destruction, which has triggered massive flooding in Ukraine and resulted in the evacuation of, at the very least, thousands.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says explosions destroyed a dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine. Attorneys for former President Trump are trying to stop writer E. Jean Carroll from suing him a second time. She filed a second lawsuit after Trump appeared on CNN's Town Hall, where he called her a whack job and denied her rape allegation. According to Trump's lawyers, there was no second defamation because the jury that heard Carroll's civil suit found him liable for sexual abuse and not rape. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Or maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Nice to have you with me, 855-JOKE. 855-732-5563. I mean, seriously, people, get informed. Get informed before you move forward. Get informed and make sure you have the information you need before you go out there and start spewing stuff. You know, I'm going to bring a pastor on in a second. I'm not a chapter and verse guy. I'm very bad at it. But I do know what the verse says, and I do know what the principles of the Bible are. But have a clue. You know, you don't have to be one of those people that's always running around screaming praise Jesus every 32 seconds. But have the information. You'd be surprised who you'll turn on with simple information about what God's Word has to say. All right, Pastor, hey, we're back at it again. I always appreciate it when you're on with me. And you were just talking about, you know, why do they care what we think?
Yeah, you know, let's take someone in any situation, homosexual, lesbian, gay, bi, trans, you know, non-binary. What I find is that they're not content just to be allowed or tolerated. You know, by the way, tolerance, it presupposes that there's a difference. Okay, so if I don't believe that transgenderism is a respectable decision, and someone does, you know, they can do it. It's in America, you can do it. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's good for them, but they can do it, and I'm not going to chase them down. But what bothers me is they come and they want me to applaud it. Because, yeah. And I'm going, okay, wait a minute. I'm a Christian. I'm a pastor. I'm going to tell you my biblical worldview. I can walk you through the book of Romans. I can tell you why Jesus said what he said. But I'm not going to get mad at you and call you a hater if you don't like my worldview. Here's why. Because I'm very confident in it. So what I think is that these folks who want us to grasp them and hold on to them and applaud them and accept them and glorify them, bottom line, they need our affirmation because deep down they know what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
It's like if you buy something, you buy a car, and it turns out not to be great, You don't just say, well, you know what, I made a mistake. I didn't do my work. And now I spent all this money and I got this car and it's not really what I wanted. No, you go out of your way to say, I got this car. I got to pay it off. And I'm going to have it for 5 years. I'm going to tell people, oh, no, you know what's really great. Kind of like what we heard at the State of the Union. He can't really go out and say something's good because we all know it's bad. So he's trying to get us to applaud it. So here's the thing. If someone really wants to mutilate their body and try and, despite the fact that 8 billion cells in their bodies all have a marker of either male or female, if they want to go against nature, go against biology, go against theology, and go against history, then they have the right to do that, I guess. But I also have the right to say, look, you don't need my... If you really think you're good, you don't need anybody else. I know I love Christ. I don't need someone else to applaud it.
Well, that's kind of my argument with some of my... I don't want to call them legalistic because I know they're trying to do the right thing with some of my Bible-thumping Christian friends. And I go, look, guys, you think you're going to beat somebody into submission with the Word of God? I mean, God couldn't even do it with the Ten Commandments, right? These people couldn't follow the Ten Commandments. You know, and God doesn't accept our sin or our sinful lifestyle, but he tolerates it. Otherwise, it'd be puddles of dust everywhere. He'd be zapping everybody. So
Paul tells us, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, by the way, I am one of those Bible chapter and verse guys.
He says, I would hope so. Go ahead.
The God of this world has blinded the eyes of the unbelieving so they might not see the glory of God in the face of Christ. We know that they're dead spiritually and they're blind spiritually. And so what we have to do is just put something out there that is true and honorable and beautiful, and hope that the Spirit of God will use it, like he has in your life and my life, to open my eyes to my own brokenness and sin and open my eyes to the beauty of Jesus Christ and the history and the theology behind him and the stories of how his life has changed millions and millions of lives.
And still changing.
Yep. Yeah. We just got to give him the truth and hope the Spirit of God uses it.
All right, so I don't want to drag you down a political road, and I always promise you I won't. So I'll try to couch this any way I can. But recently, one of the parties passed a resolution condemning white religious nationalism. So my first thought was, okay, let me read it, let me look into it, because maybe they're just kind of spinning terminologies. But when you read between the lines and the way they have it, basically, if you stand on Scripture, all right, and you and they tag you as a transphobic, homophobic. I mean, think about these terms: xenophobia, Islamophobia. Then you are a white religious nationalist. I mean, I don't know how you could belong to that club. And I'm not trying to be political about this, but why would you belong to a group like that when we should be stepping out on Scripture? We should be applying Scripture to our day-to-day lives, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this is just propaganda. Anytime you use the word phobia, you are creating an impression that someone is afraid of whatever the prefix was. You know, homophobia, you're afraid of a homosexual. No, I'm not. I'm not afraid of them. I'm afraid for them. I'm not afraid of a transgender person. I'm not afraid of a lesbian. They've taken that word fear and turned it into a synonym for hate. What they're really saying is, you hate us. You are a hater. You're a vile person. And therefore, and this whole idea of Christian nationalism. Now, I do believe that there is a sense in which some people believe that America is and always has been a Christian nation. And I hate to break it to anybody who believes that. It's not true. Most of the founding fathers were a kind of a deist. They weren't the kind of what we would call evangelical Christian today. The only nation that has ever been chosen by God as a nation is Israel. America, we have a great opportunity because of our pluralism. We have a great opportunity, or we did, because we were founded on the Judeo-Christian principles coming over from England. Our judicial system is grounded in Judeo principles. Judeo-Christian principles, but that doesn't mean that I don't think that we need a Christian king. I already have one. His name is Jesus. And while I'm under the government of the United States, I'm actually governed by heaven. And he tells me to love my enemies and love my friends and love my neighbors. Nobody's left. So this idea that I hate people is not something that we as biblical Christ followers can agree to. I'm not a Tobit.
They've got Christian parents afraid to pull their kids out of a drag queen reading moment. How did that happen? How did it happen that we don't protect our kids anymore?
That's the church's fault. The church has begun. But I was telling my wife tonight. We're watching the sunset go down. It's beautiful here in Santa Clarita in our place. And I was saying, you know, here's what's happened. We were all talking about churches, you know, it's changed. When I was growing up, our church was full, and that generation of people ahead of me, my parents, and a couple generations down, we wanted principles and values, we wanted fellowship, we wanted, you know, to live Christian life and loving our neighbors and loving our enemies. And then we got older, and the church didn't know what to do, so the young people didn't want to come anymore, so they changed the church to be a market-driven place rather than a values-driven place. And the market-driven says, look, come here, we're going to make you happier, we're going to give you music that's just going to be fun, we're going to help you be a better mom, a better dad, we're here to serve you, we're going to serve your felt needs. But when you are serving your people's felt needs rather than their spiritual needs, you're not growing you're not deepening their respect and their knowledge of God and their trust in Him. So when adversity comes from the culture, you know, the drag parties that your kids are in, or they're trying to teach your kids that, you know, that race is going to divide everything and that whiteness is the huge problem, the parents don't know what to do. And they bought into this idea that if I push back, I could get canceled. They're going to call me a hater. It's the church's fault. The church needs to be building strong, courageous, compassionate, and still loving and winsome ambassadors for Christ who know the truth, who are going to live out the truth, and are to present it in a beautiful, winsome way and let the Holy Spirit make the difference.
You know, funny you should say that, because I grabbed a clip this week of a documentary that was done. And they were talking about how fundamental churches who stuck to God's word, who preached God's word, were growing, while churches that were soft, more buying into the PC world, were shrinking.
Oh, absolutely. We're growing.
More about, gotta go to a break. I believe in capitalism. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise at GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
And Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
TV host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-PROKE-JOE, 855-732-5562. But all is not lost, people. Seriously. You know, we tell you about what's going on, the bad things that are happening around you. But you've always got a way to fight back, but you've got to be willing to fight back. And there's not just one way to fight. All right, you've got plenty of ways to push back. You've got plenty of ways to make a difference. We all have our talents. We all have different things that we can do to strengthen your children. And push back on your schools. Let me bring him on. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's the pastor of a large church in North Los Angeles County, and I'd love to read his writings. And Pastor Haig, before we go on and we forget, tell people how they can find some of your writings.
I write a column in the mighty voice of the Santa Cruz Valley, The Signal, and my column is online, and it's a good paper. And there's a column comes out in the Sunday magazine, which actually comes out on Saturday. So you can do that. You can go to my David W. Haig, that's H-E-G-G, davidwhaig.com. And that's my blog site. And I write there, and there are a number of theological or ethical, biblical, or just plain old issue-oriented papers that I've written. And, yeah, and I have all my books listed there as well.
Very good. Yeah. And get informed. Like I tell people all the time, you got to get informed, which means, guess what? You have to read. Oh, my. Anyway, so, and matter of fact, if they just simply Google your name, David W. Haig, two G's, they'll see a lot of your writings there. They'll be able to get to your website and that kind of thing. All right. So, you know, you were talking a little bit about the Grammy, the quote-unquote satanic Grammy dancing, and I think some of the things that got kind of got, didn't get me upset, but I'm looking at it, but a lot of people upset with the CBS tweet before the Grammy saying, are you ready to worship? And I was thinking to myself, gee, how blatant they've become to the point where, you know, now you're using terms that were only ever used for the real God. It's interesting. And I don't know how it sways young people, but it's there. It's right in their faces.
There is, since we are a culture that worships entertainers, athletes, movie stars, all that kind of stuff. But it's a very fickle worship. Look what's going on with Madonna right now. I mean, she showed up at the group not looking good, and people turned on her like crazy. And, you know, 20 years ago, she was the one. The reason worship is very fleeting. There's no depth to our worship. We worship is so shallow. So if you worship, the Bucks, well, they've been in the Super Bowl for a while, and they didn't do great this year. If you worship some singer, you know, they're here and they're gone. You know, the psalmist says that, you know, our lives are like a vapor. You know, we're like a flower that flourishes, and then the wind comes over it, and it burns, and it is no more. Life is fleeting. And the problem with our American society, and maybe the world society, is that we're trying to incur some depth, but we're using shallow means. That's why the message of your life and my life, Joe, is that there is a transcendent God who has made us, and He has given us His Son to show us how to live. And so I would just tell your listeners out there, if you're parents, one of the best things you can do is raise children that are going to be contributors to society, that are going to be strong in terms of their character and their values and their integrity. It's not so much about whether they make the soccer team as about whether they can, you know, make a living and marry well and contribute to the society in which we live. In other words, let's put out a product that Christianity creates that other people are going to look at and say, man, how come your kids are so well behaved? How come you and your husband love each other so much? How come you've been married, like my wife and I, for 45 years? What is it that makes life worth living for you? And compare that to the people who can hardly wait to go on TikTok or to watch the Grammys and see some guy pretending to be Satan. By the way, Satan doesn't look like Satan. Satan is the...
Oh, my God, he doesn't have red horns and a tail?
And I'll tell you something else. Satan's not in charge of hell. According to the Bible, he's going to end up there as one of the prisoners. God's in charge of hell.
It's funny. I think there's a verse in Revelations that says, when we see, basically, who caused all of this, you're going to be like, that is what caused all of this? Kind of thing. And I get the biggest kick out of that because, again, people need to study. Not read, not just read, but actually study. Go ahead.
Get in a Bible study.
Yeah.
Find a church. You need Great Baptist is open.
Well, you know, I kind of get to people from time to time and say, look, you can't just show up on Sunday, do your half-hour worship or whatever, however long it is. Go to a 30-minute. You know, a lot of churches are between 30 minutes, 35 minutes in a teaching. You know, years ago I attended a church that was an hour worship and an hour teaching, and sometimes 2 hours if he felt like he was, you know, hot on an issue. There's nothing you do for 35 minutes that you can be good at, and you don't just go on Sundays. Pick the thing up, read it during the week, go to a Bible study, to your point. And if you can't get to a Bible study, find a pastor you like and listen to him in the car.
And then there's one other thing you can do. You can read the Bible at home. And if you go on Amazon and get a book called The Well, it's a book that I've written. It's gone over really well. There's a page on every two chapters of the Bible that explains what you read and a prayer. And it's been selling like hotcakes. I wrote it over 2.5 years, every day doing something on two. There's a page on every chapter in the Bible. And you can sit at home and you can read it and you can understand it. And then you can pray and say, Lord, help my life to be shaped by what you think, by your words, not my own desires, and certainly not the culture.
Right. All right. So let's hit on this. I'm talking to you about, you know, all the things that are going on. You know, I believe that we've let it deteriorate because we've been afraid to step up. We've been afraid to open our mouths. We've been afraid to get involved, in, especially locally, whether it's with school boards and water boards and city councils and that kind of thing. How do we fix it? How can you encourage some of these parents to step up, protect your kids, and have a say in what goes down?
Yeah, I mean, we do that. Unfortunately, Joe, you're not going to like this, but a lot of parents are putting their kids in private school because they have no control over the public school system.
So for clarity, I have no problem with that because I think that our first job is to protect our kids and to make sure they get the education that they need, the real education that they need. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I think it's up to the dads. We had a men's conference this last weekend. We had 170 men. And we call them to be the leaders in their homes, to know what their kids are doing, and to know, you know, what's right and what's wrong. To just leave it to the wife. Although wives are great, a dad needs to lead in his home. He needs to lead sacrificially. He needs to lead lovingly. But he needs to be a dad, the family shepherd. And certainly, I think the men in our church are doing that. Not all of them, but most all of them, I think they are. We have a youth choir that sang on Sunday, and I tell you what, those girls know what they're doing. And they are lovely women who love Jesus Christ and don't care who, you know, they don't mind if someone knows it. So, but I agree, the church has got to step up. It used to be, you know, there used to be a triangle of society, three sides. One was government. They told you, you know, how to live, basically, what you can and can't do. The other side is the educational side. That's the media and the educational systems. They teach you what you need to know. But the other third side was always the faith community that dealt with character, that dealt with your soul, that dealt with values and integrities. And what we've done is the church has, we've capitulated so much to the educational system and to the journalistic system, even like Facebook and Twitter and all those things. That's where most people are getting their news now. And the whole government thing, I tell you what, I'm not here to downsize, to denigrate the government. But they're now trying to teach our kids and us what our values are. That's the church, and we need it after.
Yeah, I keep telling people, you can take this back. You can speak out. You just can't, you know, you've known me for years. I don't really care what other people think about me as long as I know I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing to protect the kids. And I think you parents need to, you know, think about this a little bit. You get up at a school board and you speak on an issue. You don't yell at the board members. You don't call them all kinds of names. You come up with the reason what they're doing and the reason you think that they're doing it and why it's hurting your child and give them some kind of solution to suggest a solution, if you would. But you can engage. And, you know, funny you talk about men. I got to tell you, Pastor, I almost never see men come to a school board meeting. It's almost always the moms. They're always the ones up there. And I think that if more men would show, it would make a major difference. Look, we're about out of time. So go quick.
Okay.
Go quick.
I'm just glad that you're on the radio. I'm glad you're here in our town. And I just want God work big things through our efforts.
Yep.
And
I
we're going to win.
All right, well, God bless. Keep up the good work. I always appreciate your input. Joe Messina, your host, you got me for a whole hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes.